Howdy, y'all. This is Nick Offerman, and you're listening to the Texas Standard.
Today, as part of our coverage, Texas Decides, statewide coordinating editor Rachel Osier Lindley explores a listener's question that you might call a sign of the times.
Today's question, or subject really, comes from Bud Sturgis of Amarillo.
I'm an author and a lay chaplain, which basically means I'm a preacher and minister without a seminary degree.
He's also a faithful pedestrian, and he's growing out his beard. That's an important detail, because he says in its half-grown-out state, well, his beard looks kind of crazy.
I have to walk through a lot of residential neighborhoods, and in doing so, I make sure to walk very calmly and at a deliberate pace. Because of the way I look, I don't want to seem like I'm rushing away from the scene of something abominable.
That's given him a lot of time to take in a weedy abundance of yard signs. And he got to wondering, what's the point?
No one, at least I would hope, has ever based their decision on election day on how impressed they were by the color scheme or the font of one candidate's sign over the other.
So I think he has some justified skepticism there.
Elizabeth Seamus teaches political science at the University of Houston. She says at the most basic level, yard signs are like any other type of advertising. But
the literature is kind of mixed on the effectiveness of campaign signs. There's not strong evidence that they help. There's not strong evidence that they hurt. And I think that what people would say the effectiveness more is activation rather than persuasion.
That's what people with boots on the ground would tell you, too. Like Kim Moody.
I live in Denton, Texas, and I'm a Republican precinct chair.
As part of her precinct chair duties, Moody distributes literature and yard signs for candidates like Ted Cruz and Greg Abbott.
It just brings attention to people in the general population. Hey, we're getting close to election time. See what you can find out and go vote.
Moody thinks yard signs' activation role is strongest during the primaries, when people are looking within their own party.
It allows people to see multiple names out there and maybe seek out information about candidates. During the general election season, like we are in right now, you have party against party. People who choose, you know, to put them in your yard have already made a decision. They are committed to a candidate, and they're showing that to everyone around them.
Our question asker, Bud Sturgis, thinks that too, but he's a bit more cynical.
I can come to no other conclusion that the only reason one puts up a sign bearing their candidate's name is to be obnoxious.
That brings us to the second part of what Sturgis has been pondering. Why do some people choose to put out signs?
To maybe irk a conservative who's driving by, or a liberal, depending on your stance?
Professor Elizabeth Seamus says, yeah, that's probably some people's motivation, but it's a lot more complicated.
It's an interesting form of participation because it is so public.
Voting is private. So is writing a check.
But a yard sign? That's really putting it out there. And there is a particular subset of people who are more inclined to do that than others.
Seamus says that has to do with how concerned people are about what others think of them, regardless of how passionate they are about their political convictions.
Being more concerned about the social desirability of what they're doing. People who are high on self-monitoring, or people who may be more concerned about, well, what would my neighbors think if they don't like this? They're going to be less likely to put those signs out.
And what did the yard sign havers of Texas have to say about all this? I decided to ask someone with a big Joanna Kadanek for Statehouse sign in his East Dallas yard. His name's Robert Ackerman.
And what do you do, Robert?
Well, I sing. I sing at nursing homes.
You're actually holding a guitar right now, and I knocked on your door.
I am. I'm practicing.
Okay. Well, did I interrupt you?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
He's not too worried about bugging his neighbors, and feels like he can make a difference in a simple way.
People ask us to put up signs. We're on a good thoroughfare to the school. There's a line of traffic every morning. Candidates that know us ask if we'll put a sign in the yard, and sometimes we do. And in this case, they gave us a really big one.
Yeah, yeah. How big is that, would you say?
I don't know. Your guess, what is that, about 3 feet by 3 feet or 4 feet?
Even he doesn't think signs change minds, but says maybe they'll get someone to consider some down-ballot races they hadn't really thought about before. So it seems yard signs work. It just depends on what your definition of work is. If it's activating voters, raising awareness, sending messages to your neighbors, or trying to get under their skin, it's all of the above. Kim Moody, the precinct chair in Denton, says people are complicated, and you can never really know what might get a few more of them to the polls.
You know, we've seen in the last few election cycles that some races are really close. Maybe in some races, yard signs do work or make a difference.
Candidates, voters, party loyalists, you have nothing to lose. Print those yard signs. Decorate your lawn. At the very least, you'll give someone walking by, maybe trying to grow out their beard, something to ponder as they pass. For the Texas Standard, I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley in Dallas.